Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Roger Lilly, energy analyst, joins us this morning. Africa is a continent rich in oil and gas. Why on earth, then, are we so dependent on Russia? Roger, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, I'm very well. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to your show this morning, and good morning to all your listeners.
So this whole, obviously the world oil price has gone through the roof. There's gas dependency on Russia, oil dependency. Why is it that Africa, being a continent that is rich in resources, can't become self-sufficient in this regard?
Yes. Look, the situation is unfortunately controlled by a central oil body. The OPEC countries control the price and the flow of oil across the world. So oil is a commodity that is managed centrally, as it were, and prices are controlled and flows are controlled, which means that South Africa is not really free to choose from whom it buys oil and at what price. Prices are set and flow of oil is set. So various oil-producing countries in Africa in particular, even their governments don't have control of that oil. That oil is being pulled out of the ground and processed by international companies, and those international companies are selling that oil on the world market against contracts, against agreements that have been previously established, perhaps long-term agreements. So South Africa really has to stand in line together with everyone else to buy oil from the world markets.
So is there any way that that can be reversed, in any way that we can, within this continent, start to become more self-sufficient?
Well, the way it's being done in countries which produce its own oil, like in the United States, for example, and to some degree in Australia, and other countries, what they do then is the governments of those countries ensure that a certain percentage of that production is reserved for domestic use. In other words, used for that country and where it has been mined. In South Africa in particular, we do not have those raw materials. We do have some oil offshore, but it's more gaseous. It's more in gas form than it is in oil form. So it's not really ideal and for this purpose, and at the same time we don't have enough, we don't have enough reserves of it, at least not yet discovered, at least. So we unfortunately are not self-sufficient and never have been. The hope is that we will be able to move closer to liquid natural gas, liquefied natural gas, because that is that we have found offshore, and believe that there might even be some inside the country in the Karoo area.
What about Sasol? How does that play into all of this?
Okay, so Sasol take coal and they use a very complex process to convert it into oil. But again, their capacity, they don't have the capacity to serve the entire country. So even the petrol that you and I buy at a Sasol petrol station is not 100% from Sasol itself. It's still a blend.
Right, right. So that it. And in terms of the Russian-Ukraine situation, how long is this? For how long will this impact the oil prices? Is it going to be for the duration of the war, or is there a way that it settles and we find alternate supplies during this time?
Yes, I think there's two questions there. The first is how long will the war continue?
Yes,
and the second, do we have the time to find alternative supplies? Yeah. Obviously, the first question is a complete unknown, but the second question, yes, I think we can find alternate supplies from the world market given the time, but it's not going to affect the price. And in fact, we've got to be careful, because if we buy oil from further away, then it's going to cost us more to transport it to South Africa. So we've also got to watch that. So if we start buying oil in the Far East, for example, it'll cost us a lot more than if we buy it from the Middle East or from Africa.
Right.
The cheapest oil from a transport point of view would probably be from Angola. But again, the Angolan oil fields are managed by international companies. It's not managed by the government.
In fact, it pretty much lands up being the same problem. Roger Lilly, unfortunately, that's all we have time for. Roger is an energy analyst talking about Africa being a continent rich in oil and gas, why we are still so reliant on Russia.